On Morgan's AM, US equity markets rebound, Fed Chair Powell in focus, strong result from Nike after the bell.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets advanced with both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ arresting a four-session slide. The Dow was up 140 points or 0.5%, recovering from an intra-session low of 26,989 and snapping a three-session losing streak. The broader S&P 500 gained just over 1% and the NASDAQ 1.7%. Amazon rose 5.7%, buoyed by an upgrade to outperform from market perform by analysts at Bernstein. Facebook and Microsoft both gained more than 2%. Tesla fell 5.6% but rebounded 3.9% in the extended session as the electric vehicle maker's annual meeting of stockholders and Battery Day presentation got underway. Chief Executive Officer Elon Musk sought to manage expectations ahead of the electric car maker's Battery Day presentation, cautioning about hurdles to reaching a mass production and noting any new battery technology announced will not reach serious high-volume production until 2022. In US corporate earnings, Nike rallied over 12% in the extended session after posting fiscal first quarter numbers that were above Wall Street's expectations. Digital sales for the athletic apparel giant were up 82%. Automotive retailer AutoZone fell 1.6% despite posting fiscal fourth quarter adjusted earnings per share and sales that comfortably topped consensus expectations. Domestic same-store sales grew 21.8%, above expectations of growth of 11%. And finally, homebuilder KB Home rose 4% after exceeding analysts' expectations on the top and bottom lines of its fiscal third quarter earnings. General Mills reports fiscal first quarter earnings tonight. In US economic data, existing home sales surged to their highest level in nearly 14 years in August, increasing 2.4% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 6 million units, in line with economists' forecasts and the highest level since December 2006. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell addressed the House of Representatives Financial Services Committee overnight and said in prepared testimony that central bank officials remain committed to using our tools to do what we can for as long as it takes to ensure that the recovery will be as strong as possible and to limit lasting damage to the economy. Mr. Powell will appear before the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis tonight Australian time and before the Senate Banking Committee on Thursday night. European bourses were mixed, with insurance and travel and leisure sectors the biggest drag on the benchmark pan-European Stoxx 600 index, which still managed to eke out a 0.2% gain. That was alongside a 0.4% gain for Germany's DAX, while France's CAC fell 0.4%. London's FTSE added 0.4%. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson introduced new restrictions aimed at stemming the spread of the coronavirus outbreaks, including 10 p.m. curfews for pubs and restaurants, as well as stricter measures on wearing face masks. The new rules, which are set to apply for 6 months, include hefty fines and the threat of closure for businesses that don't meet COVID secure guidelines. The Prime Minister also said that everyone able to work from home should do so and scrapped the plan to begin reopening sporting events venues on the 1st of October. The government's decision came as coronavirus cases continue to rise in the UK, with 4,926 new cases recorded on Tuesday, the highest daily figure since early May. Base metals mostly rebounded from the across-the-board falls of the previous session, with Chinese buyers reportedly stepping into the market, although a stronger US dollar index capped gains. Copper gained 1.1% to just shy of $3.07 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel rose 0.4%, zinc eked out a 0.02% gain, while aluminium dipped 0.1%. Benchmark spot iron ore fell $2.52, or 2.2%, to $117.30 a metric tonne. Gold futures eased $3 to $1,907.60 an ounce, the lowest settlement since the 24th of July. Oil prices settled with modest gains a day after the benchmark contracts logged falls of 4% plus. WTI rose 29 cents to $39.60 a barrel, with the October contract expiring at the conclusion of the session. The new front month November contract added 26 cents to $39.80 a barrel. Brent rose 28 cents to $41.72 a barrel. After the markets closed, the American Petroleum Institute released their latest inventory data, recording that US crude supplies rose by 691,000 barrels for the week ended the 18th of September. US Treasury yields fell slightly as traders passed testimony from Fed Chair Powell, with 10-year Treasury yields slipping 0.7 of a basis point to 0.663%. The Australian dollar is weaker, buying 71.7 US cents this morning, Reserve Bank of Australia Deputy Governor Guy Debelle addressed the Australian Industry Group yesterday and said that while the fall in unemployment rate to 6.8% in August was unforeseen, the central bank still expects the unemployment rate to rise from here, and the recovery in the labour market was likely to be bumpy and uneven. Flash readings of the Commonwealth Bank of Australia's Manufacturing and Services Purchasing Managers Indices for September headline today's Australian Economic Calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.